Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin strikes out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hundley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Agee is 0-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett is 0-1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Agee moves to third. Don Clendenin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clendenin is 0-1 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Jones scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foy is 0-1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball towards right. Hickman catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pepitone is 0-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foy bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to third. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Grote reaches second base with a double. Clendenin scores. Foy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 3 in the game. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Smith pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Willie Smith. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.